it's important first and foremost to get over the line. Performance, good in parts, could have been better. Now we don't think we'll argue with that. There's a lot of things we can work on defensively and offensively, but you know what, we've another 2 weeks, get ready for Best Meath, and we'll look at some of them things and see if we can get some of them addressed hopefully and push on from them.
Is it hard to really keep the foot in the saddle whenever you are a man up and 6 points up in that second half?
We probably took our foot off a bit at the start, and then we got back going again and went out to 6 points. But then that was the point then, we should have been pushing on, and we didn't. And whenever you don't push on and you give a team like Armagh an opportunity to come on to you, they don't need to ask twice. And they certainly came at us, and you know, all credit to them. They picked off three great scores, and you've seen at the end up there, it could have been a different story. It could have been looking at a draw on here.
Is that a matter of complacency, Brian? Thinking, look, we're six up here, we're a man up here.
It's hard to know, we done things that we probably shouldn't have done then, that we take the right options, and we have to sit down and look at ourselves. It's heat of the moment, you're not sure what all went wrong, but definitely decision making wasn't the best then. But you know what, you can't fault the boys. I thought they worked really hard, and they really put a good shift in. Conditions out there weren't simple today for either team, so it's good to come out with a one. It's a performance made them all we wanted, but what, we'll take it and move on.
When you were urging the players to keep ball, Brian, at the end, and they had done that so well up until that stumble, really.
They had done it so well, and you know what, it's an unfortunate stumble. They'd done it well, they kept the ball, and you know, they would have got an opportunity to get forward eventually, because Armagh would have come out at you, and they were coming, so you would have got that opportunity if we'd kept that ball. But these things happen, slips happen, but maybe that's something. Thanks for Michael McLaren to come back and save us at the end up, you know. And but no, like Niall was, you know, we can't fault him. He was superb before that. Like a great catch there at the end, and a great save in the first half, you know.
You were in the far side of the pitch, and you haven't seen anything of the red card.
I didn't honestly see the red card, so you can tell me what happened, because it seemed to be, it came out of the blue to me. I didn't know. The next thing I seen was a red card, and that was the first I seen of it. I'd heard nothing, seen nothing, so whatever happened.
Brian, you said you weren't aware of the number of defeats, but you know, there must have been that sort of feeling though within the camp, even if you don't maybe count up the number and realise. We need to turn this around here.
And we go out every day, and you know, surely you can look back in the past, and we can all look back in the past, but unfortunately I can do nothing about it. I don't think anybody else can do much about it either. So take the learning from each day and move on. But you know, it's about the next day, and today's gone. Today's consigned to history now. So what are we going to do next? And that's all we have to prepare for, is look forward. How can we prepare ourselves the best we can be, and be the best we can be for the next day? And that's all, because you know what, that's what it's about. That's one thing we can impact, is what's in front of us. So I sit back and deal with the match and put it to bed, and that's it. And it's put to bed, and that's it.
A tough game to come now against Westmeath, obviously.
And definitely, you know, and Westmeath, like Tailteann Cup winners last year, beat Cavan, who, like, if we were saying we're playing Cavan today, we'd have said we had a damn tight match in front of us. So that's the standard you're at. Armagh last week, we're up at. They were unlucky to get nothing out of that game. Only Armagh came back in the last 5 minutes and got a goal from, you know, speculative enough ball into the box. Westmeath had probably going to get something out of that game. By all accounts today, I haven't seen it. Galway, they were well in that game in the middle of the second half. So you know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a quality outfit and some fine footballers, and we'd have to be on top of our game. Will today be good enough to get there? You'd be fearful. We're probably conceding too many opportunities, not taking enough of our own opportunities. So we'll have to start looking at that and seeing how we can do things better there.
It'd be a good way of building momentum though, wouldn't it, to get over the line against Westmeath?
It will be. It's a matter of getting another one and keep going. That's what it's all about here. It's getting ones at this time of the year. Performances, great to forget them. Great to forget them, but give me a one before it and I'll take it.
From a performance point of view, do you feel you're getting the team playing any closer to where you want them to be, or the way you want them to play?
In parts, definitely, but you know, the whole 70 minutes, and that's everybody's ideal, and what everybody aspires to is to get this 70-minute ultimate performance. You know, we have time to do it yet, and we're still surviving. But you know, fits and starts, good times, not so good. You know, we see that ourselves, and it's addressing them times that we have them dips and them troughs. The peaks are good, but we need to get more of them and keep ourselves up there.
How far away is Scott McShane, right?
Yep.
Cahill should be, he's just back doing a bit of light training at the minute, so we'll see how he goes over the next couple of weeks, but he's probably, you ask me this time next week, I'll know better.
Where would you put, and you're talking about the performance, Brian, it's just not quite there, but where would you put the general appetite that you see in training?
I can't fault it.
Yeah.
I can't fault that. Like, them boys in there, they give up their lives and dedicate their lives to this, and anything we have asked them, they've done. So, you know, I can't fault, that's one thing. You have to admire them for the dedication they put in. You don't understand it until you're in with them boys, or you've been there, that what it takes, and that's what their life revolves around. Everything else is put on hold, and you know what, that's what it has to be, but them boys do it, so you have to respect that commitment from them. And you know, it's not simple. We can all have a go at players and all the rest of it, but you know, nobody's out there to have a bad day. Things don't go for them, but you know what, today I thought no matter what went well or went bad, they kept going, and that's the important thing for me, is that they kept going, and that's, and that whenever you have that, you always have a chance.